This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
Been here all night. Ariana. Been here all day.
Nicki Minaj.
And boy, you got me walking side to side. I'm talking to you. See you standing over there.
Deck bicycle, come true, yo. Get you this type of blow. If you wanna manage, I gotta tricycle.
All these bitches clothes is my mini me. Body smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelings, cause they feeling me. I give zero fucks and I got zero chillin' me. Kissin' me, cop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell him to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, can I make my gun pop? I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana run pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause I.
Deck bicycle, come true, yo. Get you the type of blow. If you wanna manage, I gotta tricycle.
Why, hello there, everyone. Welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. Today in the studio, I've got with me Rose and Rosie.
Yay!
Hi!
Yes!
Woo-woo! Rosie's pouring herself a drink as
just
we speak.
Just a massive glass of wine. And Rose, your drink is thropping over there. You might want to put your mouth on it.
Look, it's as excited as I am.
Hey!
This is a big glass as well. This is a big glass of red.
When I asked the girls what they wanted to drink, Rosie was like, red wine for me and beer for Rose. And I was feeling the beer. So we've got basically just a normal pack of beer between me and Rose, and then Rosie's got a whole bottle of wine to herself.
Exactly the way I wanted it to go.
You were planning this all along. I knew it. Anyway, hello everyone. Welcome. We've got a fun packed show for you guys this evening. You don't know what you've gotten yourselves into, have
Hannah,
you?
I'm so excited to be here. I can't even tell you.
We're excited and underprepared, but that's only our own fault.
That's how I roll.
Not your fault, actually, because I haven't prepared you.
Ah, okay, perfect. So,
but here's a little, like, sneaky peek. We've got some games coming up.
Yes, I love games.
Yes. They're games called, like, innuendo or innuendon't.
Oh, I like it.
Shitter Twitter. The fuck you saying, mate? Songs about sex, and we're going to be doing drunk advice live later.
Our favourite.
Yes. You guys have been recent guests on drunk advice.
Oh, we have.
It's like my favourite thing on the internet.
Yeah,
I love really it as well. And do you know what? There was so much footage we didn't put in as well.
Same. Yeah.
There were secrets going on. We kept like just stopping the video and being like, off the record, Hannah. Blah, blah, blah. Off the record. And be like, shit.
So bad. That tends to happen in like most drunk advice videos. Yeah. You're like, this can't go in.
Here you go.
It's so funny though, because people know that that's kind of like how I edit those videos.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, oh, I have to tell you this thing, and I'll include that, but then I'll cut it.
Evil.
And people are like, no, we wanted to know the thing. I'm like, no.
You don't get to know. I was so kind to you. I kept all your secrets. They're somewhere in my Final Cut Pro collection.
Hannah, you can't tell everyone that we're secretly straight, okay? That would break the internet.
That's for us to tell, okay?
JK, guys, JK.
Yeah, no, you've got to be careful there. They'll be like...
No, JK.
Oh my God, marriage broken.
Trolling my own audience.
That's my favourite thing to do, though.
Same. I treat them horribly, but you know what? They love it.
For some reason, they love it, yeah.
Keeps them keen.
It's like an S&M relationship. They're like, oh,
All right, Rosie.
Oh my God, careful. Some of them are 12. Oh God. But if you guys want to get involved in drunk advice later, if you have any questions, if you need some advice, you can get in touch and you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. You can also just use those things to say hello. And drunk advice is going to be live on Facebook, so you can see us as well as hear us on the radio.
Yes.
So it will be on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page.
And you guys should really tune into that, because Rosie's wearing a Christmas jumper.
She is.
It's not even actually December yet. So
shush.
I'm wearing my winter jumper.
You always look lovely.
Yeah, you do look lovely.
I am coming on to you.
As usual.
I can't even help it. It's like I've got some kind of like sick problem.
So just straight women you come on to.
Yeah. They're my favourite.
Challenge accepted. Oh my God, I love it. Okay, ladies, so one of the things that I do to... Oh, look at all of these emails that are up on the computer that they forgot to close.
Oh, I can see those.
Let's
email everyone.
Let's give them some privacy. What is this? Anyway, I love it when they leave stuff up on the computer, because I'm just like, what were they talking about in the last 2 hours?
Close all your porn tabs.
Nate? Oh, God. There's just a nan on that.
Rosie, how have you already had a whole half a glass of wine?
I'm a pro.
Your drunk advice is going to be crazy later.
I know.
Cray.
My advice anyway is horrible, so my drunk advice is even worse. So I'm actually really looking forward to like dishing it out.
I cannot wait. So one of the games that we play involves Urban Dictionary. And one of the ways that I initiate guests onto the show is we find out what their name means on Urban Dictionary.
That is so
fun.
Oh,
my God. Okay.
So
Rosie's a dog's name is what I like. Everyone names their dog Rosie, and a few people name their horses Rosie.
I was going to say, not just dogs,
not
horses
Rose,
too.
But Rosie,
Rosie, do you want to go first then?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Okay,
she's typing in. Do you want to film that, Rose? We're filming Vlogmas. We're a day ahead.
Look at this. It's so simple. It's probably the shortest definition ever.
Oh my God, that's so untrue.
It says, Rosie, the beautiful one. How rosy she looks.
There we go.
Lovely.
What's mine?
Okay, let's find out what Rosie
is. It the talented and beautiful one?
The beautiful one and the talented one.
This
imagine if that was it.
Oh, hold on. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It says, the most beautiful girl ever. A rose has the face of an angel. And when you see her eyes light up when she smiles, you can't help but smile back. She's hilarious and loves pulling pranks.
How did they get this so right?
Yours was boring. Yours was boring, Rosie. No offense.
I was the beautiful one. You were like the most beautiful ever. And you're funny.
I love the like example it gives. It's like, guy one, man, I gotta get me a rose. Guy two, I got me some rose and I love her.
See, it's not just like the fact that I'm hilarious, but look, you fall in love. See, Rosie, you fall in love.
Yeah, but the person who wrote that was called Popcorny Poo, so... You know, let's take a step back and analyse the situation.
Hey, you've got to listen to Popcorny Poo, okay? That person is legit.
I've never heard anyone use your name in that context.
Yours was written by someone called Mort.
Mort. That's like a combination of a mole and a wart. It's a mort.
Rosie, you're so unlucky. quirky. Wait, Hannah, what does yours mean about yeah. you?
Oh my God, we've not actually read this out since Hannah, like the first
Your name
show.
Is the same backwards as forwards.
I didn't know that. You know, I had no idea.
Oh my God, Hannah, what's
wrong
with you?
You thought I was being serious for a second.
For a second, it crossed my mind.
I thought she was being serious. I was like, oh my God, knowledge, I know that Hannah doesn't.
There's a special word for those type of words.
Palindrome.
Well done.
I mean, it is my name, yeah. So yeah. I've lived 24 years with
that. Hold on, what was that word? Palindrome?
Palindrome.
Because there are many words that are the same.
Call me crazy. Is that not a great name for a boy if we've got a boy?
Oh my God, nickname Pally.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It would be a good middle name. Oh my gosh, so Hannah. So a girl with class, grace, poise and elegance, Audrey Hepburn was a real Hannah.
Oh, Hannah, that's like so that. Untrue.
And that was by Shy so Adele weird. 18.
I'm going to be burping like throughout this show as well. Same. I was like, who wrote this? Is this real?
Exactly. That's what the Peroni does to you.
I don't know. Mm-mm. Oh yeah. No, I always have to like move away from the camera. Microphone. We're on radio.
I thought you were going to say cactus, and I was like, oh God, Hannah's drunk.
Is that because you do a lot of burps?
Yeah.
So you move away.
So it's just like, my voice will just get quieter and quieter and quieter and quieter, and then I'll burp.
So I've been someone who's often in situations when I'm mic'd up, my biggest fear is that I'm going to do a part when I'm mic'd up. And apparently Kelly Osbourne once did it live on TV.
Just embrace it. What's wrong with you both? Embrace it. People love
Not
it.
Not on
it's
TV
relatable.
Or anything like that, or any particular important thing.
Just drink your wine.
I did it on my last YouTube video.
I burp all the time in my YouTube videos.
I can't burp. Yeah.
I remember I cut like 5 of them out of Acolab.
Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
That's alcohol as well. It just gets more and more. But I'm still waiting for the... So I like... don't have that many like crazy super fans.
But I'm one of them.
But will you edit together a compilation montage of all of my burps
yes.
in all of my videos?
Yes.
No.
I'm like waiting. I'm waiting for someone to do that.
What I'm going
to
do is remix
But no one's
them.
Crazy enough.
I'm going to remix
yes.
your gas into Drake.
Yes.
Like auto tune them.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know it.
Songify my gas.
Well, let's
oh
be honest.
God.
That would have more range than Drake, wouldn't it? I don't get the appeal with Drake.
I still call him the Drake because I'm old.
Yeah, the Drake.
The Drake.
I'm
he
like
seems
the Drake. Like
I only know Hotline Bling.
Yeah,
same.
But
that's
even so, he's like, you used to call me on my cell phone. It's not good, is it? It's not like, it's no Adele, is it?
It's no Adele.
Later when you need my love. Like, is that not an accurate representation?
That's pretty accurate. That's pretty accurate.
I want to hear your impression of Adele now.
Yeah, go on, Rizzy.
I can't sing.
No, can we not? This is going to come later.
No, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. I'd just like to tell everyone that I know I can't sing. That's fine. It's fine if you accept it. Hello from the outside.
That's beautiful. Hannah's just lost like 100 listeners.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm just need to take my headphones on. No.
You broke Hannah, Rizzy.
Sorry, Hannah.
Oh my God. I'm like,
please
terrified.
Make it to the end of the show.
I know. I'm just trying to think of like more artists now that I just want you to do impressions.
Hannah, this is my life. Why are you making this so hard for me?
You know, I know I can't sing, but it doesn't stop me from doing it.
Do you know what's really cute though? Like Rosie and I will sometimes have a little sing song. So I'll just be singing something random like Fifth Harmony, you know, random. Like
random.
Fifth Harmony, just random.
Just
like
putting
Harmony.
That out there.
And then Rosie joins in. We have the best time, don't you, Rosie? I mean, it sounds terrible.
Yeah. We recorded ourselves once because Rose can play guitar and I love singing. Yeah. Rose can sing and whatever. So sometimes we'll do a song and she'll start it off and it'll be beautiful and then I always come in and do maybe the rap or something.
We deleted about 15 GarageBand projects.
Oh my God. It was a mess. We picked like the hardest Fifth Harmony song.
I'm going to release them one day.
Yeah. I think you should. Yeah, I need to hear these.
I think people would pay good money, to be honest, to hear that trash.
Nope, absolutely not.
Oh my God. I really want to hear that. That would be hilarious. Here we go. First burp's coming.
That was beautiful.
I really? Thought your name meant a girl with class, grace, poise, and elegance, Hannah.
I thought we already established that
Shy
that's
Adele
incorrect.
18 doesn't know what she's talking about.
No. This was back in 2006.
Yeah, and it has 8,663 downvotes.
They're all me.
That's a lot of Hannahs that, you know, are not a class.
Just
yeah.
like, no. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Okay, we're going to chat a bit more about what you guys are up to all of that fun stuff. But right after this.
Fighting events moi. Yeah, I'm so bad. Best that you've had. I guess you're digging the show.
You'd be a really good kisser.
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah.
Rose, oh my god.
I can't help it. It's only Hannah as well. I don't do it to anyone else.
Literally, I can't take her anywhere. I can't.
I love it. Some of you guys have been tweeting in. Can you, what's that person's username?
Haregi. Haregi.
Haregi.
That's Haregi.
It's a last name of one of the 5H girls.
Is it? I wouldn't know.
It's there
spelled Jeruguay.
Yeah, it's Jeruguay.
But it's Haregi.
Haregi. Loving this already. That's what Haregi says.
Haregi, yes. Loving this already.
I knew she was listening in.
And hi ladies, your YouTube collaboration was one of the best of both channels. Also,
true.
Hannah, you can make the Roses jealous by telling them I've been a fan of yours longer than I've even known them.
Oh wow. Look at that backwards compliment.
Thanks Martin.
That's amazing.
And looking forward to Vlogmas.
Yes.
Vlogmas is really
fun. We're vlogging
fun.
Right now. We are, yeah, so we are slightly ahead of the game because, well, I wanted Christmas Day off.
Well, you've got to be prepared. You've got to be prepared. It's like sex, really, isn't it? Like
so
anything.
I'm doing the complete opposite. I'm doing Vlognica.
Vlognica! I love it.
That's
absolutely
amazing.
So tell me about, you know, the Jewish traditions. I know nothing about it.
They tried to kill us. We won. Let's eat. That's
okay.
There you go.
That's usually
how it
goes.
I know there's a candle thing in there somewhere.
Yeah, so there's a Hanukkah.
So
it's 8 nights and you light one candle, one more candle each night. So first night you light one candle, then two.
And when are the 8 nights? Like when?
So it changes every year because it's kind of like, you know how Easter changes?
Oh,
just
to
confuse everyone.
Yeah, because it's on a different calendar, man.
Do you have the candle thing? Are you vlogging?
I don't have one in London, but got a bunch at my parents' house.
Get it together.
You should go full on.
But the thing is that the first night of Hanukkah is Christmas Eve.
Oh. Wow.
So I'm going to be doing daily videos from so the first one will go up on Christmas Day last one will go up on New Year's Day.
Wow.
So everyone's sub boxes are going to be full of Vlogmas and everyone's going to be like, I'm so fucking sick of Vlogmas. And then Vlogmas will be over and everyone will be like, woo, fuck Vlogmas. And I'll be like, hey guys, Vlognica.
Can I do an honorary Vlognica? Like, I want to be involved. I heard you eat loads of pastry. I heard that's a celebration thing.
You can't do that, Rosie.
Why not?
You're a vegan,
no,
mate.
I'm gluten free, but that's what makes it difficult.
For Hanukkah.
I am vegan as well. Yeah.
For Hanukkah, because it's like the festival of light, and the idea is that you're celebrating the fact that a bunch of oil lasted 8 days when it should only have lasted one day. It means all the food that we eat is just like heavily
oily.
Cooked in oil. Yeah.
That sounds great.
That sounds fun.
So we eat a lot of like donuts and we have these things called latkes, which is basically like fried potato pancakes.
Oh,
that's amazing.
I can eat potato. I can eat some donuts.
I can't remember what we put in latkes. But I will find out, and maybe there's like a vegan.
You probably put joy in it and happiness. Yeah.
Joy and Jew.
Exactly.
Joy and Jew.
Sounds fun
joy
to me.
Joy and Jew.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm in.
There's loads of games. It's great. I'm hoping to do like one video all about like Hanukkah food, and then like another video all about like Hanukkah games.
Nice. Oh my god, that sounds great.
I think it's really good. It sounds really fun.
I'm excited.
I'm excited too. I'm excited to star in it without you asking.
So you're going to come up to Manchester like Christmas Day?
Am I going to come up to Manchester?
Oh, is that where you're from? Of course, I forget.
Why don't you know anything about Hannah?
I forget you're from Manchester.
Fake fan, mate.
You've told me this before. I've just got terrible memories.
You guys are from Worcester?
Around there.
Worcestershire.
Herefordshire. What about Worcester?
I'm actually from Milton Keynes.
No, that's where your dad's from.
That's where I was born.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not talk about your dad on the radio, Rosie. Okay. he's not coming home for Christmas.
Oh my God. There's still hope.
Okay? If you're listening, Mr. Sporton, we don't need you now.
A girl never gives up on her dreams, okay?
Oh my God.
Every year on the 25th, I look out the window like, Daddy.
And then I appear naked.
That's confusing.
I know. I didn't really like it.
Oh my god. So ladies,
yeah,
you guys are going on tour next year.
Yes.
What's that about?
Okay. Well, Hannah, we're going on tour.
Okay, we can't give away we've been like coming up with ideas for ages, like different segments for the show. Uh-huh. We're getting really excited. Even Laura Dix has sent over the other day actually a load of ideas that she thinks will be amazing.
And they were all amazing.
Yeah, they're incredible. Oh.
Basically, it's
talented
like,
sister.
It's kind of like a comedy. Oh, she's not that talented. I mean, she went to Cambridge. Yeah, no one cares. She's in Gryffindor. Blah blah. It's gonna be really great. It's gonna be like a comedy show. It's gonna be very much in style with our kind of like videos. Lots of in jokes for fans. Lots of other jokes for people who might just want to come along if they were dragged by their friends.
Yeah. What I'm trying to organise at the moment is that I want there to be some kind of element of surprise on every night, because each show will be slightly different as well, because although there has to be some kind of format, obviously we want no show to be the same.
It's
so if you went
unique.
To two shows, you know, you still have a totally different and amazing
experience. I like that.
And we want some kind of surprise where, you know, everyone buys the same ticket, you know, but there might be a surprise for one person. No one knows, like a lottery, you know.
Like a
golden ticket. So something fun's going to happen. Well, I didn't know it was for a lap dance, but that can be arranged.
It's going to be so spontaneous as well, because I really like doing things like totally off the cuff.
Yeah.
So even though we will have a format, you know, it will be like rehearsed and stuff, but a lot of it's not going to be.
And we took ideas from like our best videos that people love. So for example,
is that your most viewed video?
Do you know what?
It probably is.
I can't imagine why.
I'm gonna keep talking. I'm gonna find out what your most viewed video is.
It must be for the grainy footage. I think that's probably what it appeals to people the most. Was that even filmed on a camera or an iPad? Who knows?
That was one of the few in the early days that was actually filmed on a proper camera.
It probably is one of our most viewed videos, which will upset me. Actually, no, it won't. Whatever, I'm gonna own that.
But I'm just so excited for the tour.
Because part two is
how come that's performed doubly as well as
maybe
the first
because
one?
You're actually kissing in the thumbnail. The other one you're about to kiss.
Oh, well Hannah, done. It's like you're a YouTuber or something. You know it.
Oh my god, Rosie, do you remember when you had pink hair?
Yeah, I do. I want to go back pink. I really do. Light pink, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
We're getting our hair done soon, so who knows what will happen.
I love that. We're getting our hair done.
Your
wedding video got put back up.
Oh, well done.
Is it still got audio? Is the audio still?
I don't know.
I don't fucking know. I don't care anymore.
I think it depends what country you're in.
It's basically, some people can...
Apparently in Germany, it gets muted.
Some countries can't hear it and some can. And some people can't watch it on their sort of like mobile devices and some can, but whatever. I don't even care.
Do you have a file of it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good. So, like, you have it.
Yeah.
That's all that matters,
really.
We'll
be fine. Don't worry. We've got our wedding video.
Good times. Anyway, tour.
Yeah.
So,
how many shows are you doing then? Do you know?
Right. So, we have a rough idea, actually. Uh-huh. Anything we say is not 100% concrete. You know, we haven't, like, put the tickets out yet.
So, we're doing 117 shows.
Are you joking?
Yes.
That's too many.
No.
We're thinking potentially...
Potentially... like maybe 10 or between sort of like 6 and 10 in the UK. Yeah. And then, yes,
and we're similar around the world.
Similar around the world. So maybe 20
doing,
max.
Yeah, so we're doing some.
That sounds
in
more manageable.
Yeah, yeah. And what's
you're not Taylor Swift.
Not yet, Hannah.
Not yet. But after the shows, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be amazing. And we're kicking it off. We can't tell you yet, but we have a vague idea of where we're kicking it off.
Yeah,
and it's not England.
It might not be the UK. Might be very, very far from the UK.
Yeah.
We might be coming back to the UK.
Yeah, we might work our way home. But I'm really excited as well to do the UK because we do a lot of stuff in America with like VidCon, Playlist Live, and we go over there a fair bit. And, you know, our UK subscribers are like, hi, you live in the UK, we live in the UK. Yeah. We're like, no, don't worry, we haven't forgotten about you. So I'm really excited to go all across the UK, you know, and visit all these places. It's going to be amazing.
We've got some hardcore subscribers in the UK, those babes. Yeah, so I'm really
absolute
looking forward to
babes.
Seeing them.
There are so many places in the UK that I still haven't been as well.
Same. And I know this isn't. Is it UK?
Oh, God, here we go.
I haven't been to Ireland or
that's
Scotland.
That's not the UK.
Okay,
that's
so
Europe, right?
Scotland is part of the UK, just about still.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends which island you're talking about. Northern Ireland, yes. Republic of Ireland, different country.
Which is the one with the postcode that's nought, 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 nought.
I think that's Republic of Ireland, isn't
Republic
it?
Republic of Ireland, pretty sure they only just got postcodes.
Yeah, and because one of them didn't have a postcode because when we used to ship our merch ourselves, we know when it was Ireland because it was one part of Ireland because it was nought. That was 0000.
Yeah, that's a true
and then
story.
A part of Ireland doesn't have gay marriage and a part does. It's funny, it's so divided.
Well, I don't know. Is that what you heard?
I don't know
if that's true anymore.
Am I wrong?
Northern Ireland is part of the UK and we've got equal marriage, so it should apply to them. And then the Republic of Ireland, like last year,
they had
a referendum on it and the people of Ireland voted and they voted yes.
I thought that, but someone
marriage.
Said, oh, Ireland people can't get married. Maybe I'm wrong.
This
you can't
sounds
get,
like
you,
something we should
you
know.
Can't, oh, it's not been enacted yet.
I don't know. Do you know. I'm not Irish, Hannah. All right. Okay, I was born in Milton Keynes. Never even been there. All right.
But you can't get an abortion in Ireland.
No place in Ireland.
Is that true?
In the Republic of Ireland, can't get an abortion.
Can you just travel to the UK, do it, and go
you
home?
You can, but that's if you get caught doing that, that's illegal.
But how is it illegal if you're in the UK? Technically, you
because
don't have an abortion.
If you go back to Ireland afterwards and they know that that's what why you've gone to
this got
the
super
UK.
Serious
anyway
someone,
yeah
someone needs
there's
to
a
fart.
Big there's a big
you
campaign at the moment hashtag repeal the eighth
oh, right,
is the
it.
The law that is it so everyone's like repeal that shit
okay
yeah
repeal it
yeah
definitely.
Ireland is a very Catholic country though so good luck.
I like the Catholics though.
They're okay.
I like the Jews. I like the Catholics. I like everyone.
Good for you, Rosie.
There you go. Well done, Rosie.
Okay. So such a compassionate, tolerant Hufflepuff.
I'll don't bring Hufflepuffs into there.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
Hannah's
I can say what I want. Like,
don't
piss
outnumbered.
Off the Hufflepuff.
I'm outnumbered.
I know. Don't worry. I'm like part Slytherin. So
you can't be part Slytherin.
Slytherpuff. Emphasis on the puff.
No, I don't believe this. You have to be
shouldn't
one or the
pufferin?
Other.
Shouldn't that be
pufferin? That sounds shit, though.
Yeah, true.
That sounds really shit.
You can't be fluid when it comes to, like, Hogwarts house. It doesn't work like that.
You
are sorted, and that's it, all right?
Yeah, but you get sorted when you're 11, and who knows who they are when they're 11?
Oh, my God, you just hit me with some facts.
How about the sorting hat nose?
Well, you can choose.
That's true. You can. You can really
The sorting hat takes your choice into account.
Into account.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it didn't just take your Slytherin choice into account, did
well, that's because I chose Hufflepuff.
Are you sure?
Or Hufflepuff chose me.
God.
Pride.
No one
so
chooses
pride.
Hufflepuff.
Yeah, they
right.
do. Their dorm room is the closest
to the kitchen.
I swear
who
they
wouldn't want a midnight
they don't
sandwich?
They even appear in the films.
Yeah, they do. Fantastic
yes,
Beasts and Where
Diggory
to Find
died,
Them.
Didn't he?
Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, yeah.
Newt
right, fine,
is a Hufflepuff.
He's a puff.
Yeah.
Straight up puff.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Just saying. Okay, this is only going to get like just more and more.
It's gonna
going to
get violent,
to and I'm you know getting through this wine. So
oh
it's
going to
get violent,
are.
Says the Slytherin. We're just here, just trying to have a good time. And eating our snacks.
Yeah, we're just here for the food.
Yeah, well, I'm actually really hungry. Should we get Nando's after?
We're
yeah.
here for the food yes. and the herbology, i.e., the marijuana.
Yeah. The green.
The green. Mm. Oh, Professor Sprout.
Stop saying things I don't understand. Like, I'm totally
Professor Sprout's the head of Hufflepuff
She's
House.
She's our, like, main house leader.
Who's the head of Slytherin?
It's Professor Snape.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Snape.
Yeah.
And who's... is it Dumbledore Gryffindor? But he's the master of the whole place.
Yeah, but when he was at Hogwarts, he would have had to have a house. I think he's a Gryffindor.
Yeah.
I think Dumbledore's a Gryffindor, but then... I don't know. I've been listening to this podcast about Harry Potter, and then the more that they analyse Dumbledore, the more I'm like, Dumbledore was a Slytherin.
What's really? Your Patronus,
yeah.
Hannah?
It's Dolphin.
Is it?
What's your Patronus?
That's cool. That's Camila Cabello is mine.
What?
That's that girl from Fifth Harmony. Okay. Oh, we're right. Educating
hey,
Hannah.
Don't just call her that girl. Right? She's got a name.
That's that girl. That's that girl.
Hannah loves 5H. She absolutely
loves it. I like the songs I've heard.
Oh, well done, Hannah.
And I think they're good singers and dancers. Good.
Oh, it's really sweet.
Good. Do you like Little Mix as well?
I do.
Yeah, I like Little Mix as well.
Yeah.
We've got both of them coming up. On the show, actually.
Yeah.
Yes. All of them.
It's not like we chose some songs or anything.
I know. This next song is neither of them, but listen anyway.
Why wait to say, at least I did in my way. Lie way too fast, but in my heart I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 You are the one thing in my way.
Ladies, are you ready for the first game?
Oh yeah,
I'm so ready.
Great. Okay, so this is innuendo or innuendon't.
Okay,
cool.
Okay.
Right.
So I have a list of words and phrases from Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And you have to guess if it's an innuendo,
yep,
i.e. sexual, or yep, an innuendon't.
All okay of them are going to be
but
not
the thing is,
sexual.
Everything can be sexual, exactly, if you just say it in the right tone of voice.
Everything can
I
be
can
sexual if you just believe.
Later. Yeah, exactly. If you want it to become that way, so it shall.
Okay, all right, hit me with it.
Brilliant.
See, hit me with it, sexual.
So you also have to then guess the meaning. Obviously, that's
easy,
kind of how it works.
Easy.
This is going to be fun.
but you guys are against each other and you need a buzzer sound that you make with your mouth.
Okay.
Come up with your own buzzer sound.
I know mine's going to be this.
Okay, mine's going
to
be
wonderful. I love it. Let's hear those again. So Rosie and Rose. I love it. Are you trying to do?
Yeah, I can't do it.
You didn't have to out me. You can, sometimes you can't.
Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't.
You're just like,
today it's just going to be.
Hold on, we just had. I love this. Hold on one sec. Someone's just messaged saying, fuck yas, you're also Jewish. I've been waiting to hear someone talk about doing Vlogmica.
That's so good.
That's so cute.
And then she said, L'chaim! L'chaim!
What does that mean?
It's like cheers.
Is shalom?
Like hello, welcome.
Is that Jewish?
Hebrew.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, they speak Hebrew in Israel.
Okay.
And lots of Jewish people live in Israel.
I'm nodding like I know.
Well, you do. You know now, Rosie.
I'm not Israeli. I'm just Jewish.
Okay. Yeah.
Then, right. It's a Venn diagram.
Okay.
You know.
Anyway.
All right. I'll draw a picture for you later.
I'm on my second giant glass.
So. You really are. You're like powering through.
Jesus, yeah. Rosie. Just calm the hell down.
By the way, this
Rose and I are sophisticated, taking our time.
I've drank the least.
I'm going to start slurring my words.
I'm a slow burner.
I don't care.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, are you ready?
Yeah.
So ready.
Okay. First
ready.
Okay.
Let me see if I. Okay. A stall sniffle.
A stall sniffle.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on a second.
No,
I hold on. What? A stall sniffle.
Stall. S-T-A-L-L.
Correct.
Yeah, like a toilet stall.
Stall sniffle.
Do I have to buzz when I've got the answer?
Yep.
That would make sense. Okay. I'm going to say, first of all, that's the worst buzzing sound I've ever heard in my life. I'm going to say that is not an innuendo, so it's an innuendo-n't.
Correct.
I was going to say that as well.
Oh, really? It's like too late, though, weren't you?
I think I know what it is.
What do you think it means?
It sounds like if you had a sniffle out your bum. So maybe you have some kind of problem in this cubicle.
So gastro-related issues.
Yeah, so maybe like a sniffle, it's like a dribble. Maybe it's a little...
Like a crop dusting.
Maybe you suck it back in.
No.
Okay.
What a surprise.
What did you...
I think a stool sniffle... is when okay this is exactly what it is. Okay, this is what it is. Have you ever laughed, right, and a shot of bogey comes out and then you sniff it up so fast, blink, you miss it?
No.
Is it when someone goes to the toilet to cry?
You didn't buzz.
And they have a stall.
Oh yes, Rosie.
And they go to the cubicle and they're I'm okay now.
Oh. No, it's not that. But it does have to do with, like,
toilet
cubicles.
So yeah. I'm basically almost right.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay. I think it's...
Oh, I know what it is.
No, Rosie, no, I buzz.
Okay.
You can't cheat.
If she gets it wrong, defer it to me.
Okay, all right, sure. Okay. I think it is when you go into a store and you cry because there's no toilet paper.
No, I know what it is.
Who does that? Okay.
I do.
Yeah, Rosie.
Okay. What it is...
You're both being so polite and buzzing in. Like, at this point, it's just a free-for-all.
It's when you go into the cubicle and you go... And, you know, you try to see where the poo's coming from.
Oh, my God! I've got it.
Or who's been there before.
It's a stool sniffle when, you know, sometimes when you wee-wee and sometimes a little bit of gas comes out your bum-bum and it's like you kind of, you relax a little bit. So what you do to cover up that sound is you go, so no one else hears the pop.
I think
okay,
I'm
so
right.
Getting closer,
yes.
Because it's about other people.
Right.
Oh, it's when you don't know if someone's farted or they're blowing their nose.
You didn't buzz, so that doesn't count.
She said it was a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all at this
point. Is that true?
No, but it's not that. But it's about...
Is
being,
there an answer,
it's like,
Hannah?
Yeah, there is. But it's about being in, like, a toilet cubicle and there's someone else has come in.
Oh, so you... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it so you kind of cover up your wee flow by making other noise so no one's concentrating on your flow?
Yeah.
It's when you make a sniffle or a noise so they know you're in there.
Yes!
Thank you!
You know what? No, you cheated several times.
I already got the... toilet stall, right?
Oh, whatever.
There we go. Whatever. It is the noise someone makes when they want to let you know that they are in a bathroom.
Right, I want to go into this. Let me tell you why. I grew up in a family of seven, okay? And that's just who lived with me.
And there was
me.
No lock on the door.
We had one bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And yeah, for a time there wasn't a lock on the door.
So you have to make a noise.
Someone walked downstairs and went past. I had to go.
But
yeah.
Come on, it's a member of your own family. Why couldn't you just be like, I'm doing a poo?
Oh, come in, stepdad. Enjoy.
No. Wow. Okay.
No.
Next one. Fizz gig.
That is 100% an innuendo. Because yeah, first of all, I think that if I was planning this segment, I'd pick one that wasn't and then suddenly one that was. But also, I believe that that is an innuendo. What's it called again?
Fizz gig. I know what it is.
Fizz gig.
Okay, I think that's...
I'm buzzing over you.
Fine, go on then.
Rosie, what...
Okay, can I be really explicit? I mean, how...
You can be as... Yep, do whatever you want.
I feel like if someone described it as a fizz gig, I feel like there was a lot of jizz involved.
Wow. Well, you're both wrong because it's an innuendo.
Oh my god! Yeah. Oh, dupe me once, Hannah.
Oh my god,
dupe
me once. Dirty.
So did I. That was really good.
Yeah. So what do you? What do you? It also kind of has something to do with toilets as well.
Fizz gig.
Fizz
gig.
What fizz is in a toilet? Hmm. Is it when some boys
buzz
go
in.
For a... Okay. Is it when boys go for a wee and sometimes there's ice in there and they wee on it and it melts?
Okay, when does that ever happen? When have you ever seen a block of ice in a man's urinal?
Oh my god, they do it in posh places.
How do you know that?
Wait, because what? I had boyfriend. Do you not know this? And sometimes they have like S's in there. They have loads
I've
of stuff.
I've never
in
had
there.
A posh boyfriend, so.
Oh my god.
No, neither
they
have I.
Stuff in there. They put stuff in there. I don't
wow.
know why.
That's nice.
Clean, I guess it dilutes the smell of.
I want the
rind.
Next one. I want a chance
what
to get
it mean,
this right.
Hannah?
Okay, I'll just tell you what it means and okay. There's loads more.
Okay.
It's the shit you take after a night out and it contains the same amount of CO2 as the drinks you consumed.
That's absolutely wonderful.
Oh my god.
I thought you were gonna be like, it's
that's
revolting.
Pure evil.
Delicious.
Yeah. Oh yummy.
Alright, okay. Next one, I'm ready now.
Okay. Wet corn dog.
Yeah, that's 100% innuendo.
You're right.
Yeah.
Wet corn dog.
What do you think it means?
I think it means. I think I know what it means.
Is it?
There's two things it could mean.
What do you think it means?
No. I was talking.
Premature ejaculation.
No, I don't know. I don't think it means that.
I don't really know what that means.
What do you think it means, Rosie?
I don't know. I have different ideas in my head about different
things.
Well,
say one because you buzzed in. You can't just pause.
Okay. Well, I was just buzzing in to get in there before
Try
you.
And guess what body part it's about.
So, obviously, it's about anatomy that's of the sexual nature. I'm trying to work out if it's a man or a woman.
I'm
going to
say man.
Penis, correct.
Is it wet dream? Is it wet dream?
No.
Wet corn dog. Is it when sometimes men go wee-wees and I believe that they probably have to shake it about
yes.
to dry. What if they didn't shake it properly and it becomes a wet corn dog?
No, I think it's more sexual than that.
Yeah, it's definitely more sexual.
So is it something to do with like wet dreams or like basically, I hate this word, but I'm just going to say it on your radio show. I didn't think the night was going to end like this, but does it involve pre-cum?
No, it doesn't involve pre-cum. It involves a penis and someone else. So it's not on their own.
Penis and another penis. Got it.
No, is it when they put the tip in and it just...
Oh, is it when they pull out and it's wet?
No, so it involves...
Oh my God, Hannah, why is it so hard?
Why are you making us say all this stuff?
Yeah,
it
involves
so
something on the penis. Think about
the corn dog.
Think about corn dog.
Oh my God, is it genital warts?
No, so but have you ever eaten
mustard or ketchup?
Have you ever eaten a corn dog?
Is that like a hot dog?
Yes, but it's like an American hot dog.
Is it deep fat fried?
So it has
kind of.
So
what do you deep fat fry?
Penises.
No.
Sausages.
No.
Mars bars in the UK.
Lots of foods.
But like what do
edible
you,
things?
Yeah, but
onion rings.
Sometimes what has got an onion ring got around it?
Batter.
Yes.
A battered sausage.
Why?
You batter. It's bruised. It's beaten up. It's been battered.
No. Batter. Okay. Just batter.
Battered penis. I don't understand. Explain.
So it's when you stick your penis in pancake batter and have intercourse.
Okay, can I say
hashtag
relatable?
That's not a thing. How was I ever going to get that? First of all,
we were getting close. We got to penis and we got to batter.
Honestly, Hannah, I don't think we would ever made it that.
I think you've made that up.
No.
I think we all know what you're into.
This is all on urbandictionary.com.
That's written by Hannah.
That's just something that's
frosh-inducing. I just added that last week.
You're disgusting.
You're shy girl Adele, aren't you? Or whatever it is. Wait, wasn't there a Corn Dog 91 or something?
What? Oh, God, no.
I think you're making stuff up, Rosie.
I don't know.
How many have you had?
What is she saying?
Just kidding.
How do you live with this?
I actually really enjoy it. All right, next one. I'm ready. I might change my buzz sound.
Okay.
I might change it to like...
I like your buzz sound.
No, that's quite good, though. That's quite
We're going to play another game later, so you can have that
later.
Next one.
Okay.
Bottle tied.
I don't think that's an innuendo.
Correct. Innuendo.
Yeah, innuendo. What's a bottle tied? Wait.
Is it like ball and chain? You're bottle tied. She's so clingy.
Or is it when you can't...
When will she go?
You can't properly... You're not regular with your number twosies because there's a bottle in there.
No. Think also of, found. Like, common, like, Rosie? Colloquial phrases okay. that involve the word tied. Like, you're something
tied.
Tongue-tied.
Yes. Yeah, so you are tongue-tied.
But what does the bottle tied imply?
Oh, okay, so...
Your penis is bound. Is,
we've said it's non-sexual, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course.
Stop thinking about penises. Tied. You're supposed to be gay.
Bottle you can't... You can't. I'm not gay. You can't.
You're married to a woman.
By erasure.
You're by now erasure. A lesbian.
Hannah Witten, by erasure. She promotes by erasure on her show, guys.
I know, I like your show.
Listen, don't try and tear the Hufflepuffs apart. It's not going to happen. Okay, you can't divide what is already bottle tied. Okay?
It's not what it means, but okay, good try.
What does it mean?
Okay, what does it
you
mean?
No, you can totally get this. Tongue tied. You know what tongue tied means?
Okay, okay. Tongue tied is when you like tongue tied, you can't
bottle
speak.
Bottle tied.
When you can't
you
drink
can't
anymore.
Drink.
It's to do with drinking. Ooh, yeah.
You've had too much.
Yes.
You've had too much.
Too much bottle tied.
And you've reached your limit.
So then what happens?
You can't drink anymore. You're sick.
No, but you're tongue tied, bottle tied.
You're slurring your words.
Basically.
You're slurring your words. You can't speak.
You can't. Yeah,
you're
so
too drunk.
I've nearly had too many drinks. You can't get any words out.
Okay, that'll be me at the end of the show.
Yeah. Me now. I've had half a drink.
Get in there. Okay, ladies, last one. Okay. Last one.
Okay.
Rosie's. Winning.
Oh, you're
by
just
the way.
Doing that because she's Hufflepuff. It was all bloody like.
Or because
thick.
I'm just.
Anytime anyone's got something right, I've just given them a point, and Rosie is steaming ahead.
Hey,
here we go. Canadian submarine.
Oh, I feel like that is an innuendo.
You would be correct.
Damn!
Thank you.
I feel like that is when you go down on someone and you have to hold your breath for so long, you nearly pass out. But
okay,
it's worth
hold on.
It.
Yes.
Is it when you go down on a Canadian girl and they're really, really, they're so polite that they make loads and loads of noise to
got
make
it.
You
and
feel
their
better.
Noise is just,
their noise is like, you're like a submarine.
Got it.
Oh, what?
So when you go down on someone and for ages and you're being polite, but it's not nice down there. Maybe it's stanky. It stanks, babes.
I would just like to say
close?
That Rose, like, nodded over to...
What?
You're like, what?
What? No, you're fine. You're fine.
I know. I'm more than fine.
Okay, so first of all, it's not about going down on someone. In fact, it involves a penis, and it also involves
Hannah. Know your audience.
Am I right?
I didn't pick these, but it involves something that you mentioned before. That
polite.
Polite.
No, in a previous something in a previous question that wasn't right.
Farts.
Pre-cum.
I hate this word, Hannah. Why do you keep making me say it?
It wasn't pre-cum.
Can I just say hi to my mum because she's listening? Hi, mummy.
It was about what you find in posh toilets.
Ice.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
A
and it's not about
penis.
It's not about going down on anyone.
No.
Sex with ice.
Well.
I hate that. I hate sex with ice. It's so not very enjoyable.
It's when someone, you're as cold as ice. I don't know.
What's the Canadian part? Is it when they leave their vaginas unlocked? Is that it?
I don't actually know what the Canadian thing is. I don't think it's got anything to do with
that. Okay, so more submarine and it's cold.
So you're telling me it's about a penis and no Canadians? I'm out of answers, if I'm honest.
It's when you dip your dick in ice cold water before having sex.
What's the Canadian
Why
part about?
On earth.
Oh, I was never going to get these. I was never going to get these. This is not fair.
They're all a bit heterosexual, weren't
yeah.
they?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Not being rude, but that's just pure stupidity. You don't hear any women being like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go dip my labia and like,
dip my labia. Put like a frozen pack of peas
yeah,
on, like, your,
no, who
on your vulva.
Don't knock it until you've tried it. Right? Thanks.
Well. Right, up next we're going to be playing songs about sex.
Yes.
So we're going to be analysing some lyrics to a song that Rose
yes.
and Rosie have picked.
No,
yes.
I picked it, it's me.
No, Rose
I chose
picked
it too.
It.
I said let's do that.
No, I did.
No, I was involved.
Ladies.
Yeah.
Leave the issues at home.
This is my favourite lyric from it. Nail scratch.
No, Rosie.
Hold on.
All right.
Would you guys like to introduce the song first?
I'll
and
do
we're going to play it.
Okay, I'll
fine,
do it.
Rose. I'll let Rose have this one.
Okay.
Okay, guys, I don't know if you've already heard this on UK radio yet, but this is Bad Things by Camila Cabello and Machine Gun Kelly.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't. Explain it, what can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you
What can I say? It's complicated. Hey.
Nothing's that bad if it feels good. So you come back like I knew you would. And we're both wild and the night's young. Enjoy my drug, breathe you into my face numb. Drop it down to that bass drum. I got what you dream about. Nail scratching my back tat. Eyes closed when you scream out. And you keep me in with those hips. While my teeth sink in those lips. While your body's giving me life. And you suffocating my kiss. Then you said
I want you forever. Even when we're not together. Scars on my body so I can take you wherever. Like I want you forever. Even when we're not together. Scars on my body, I can look at you and never
get. Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you say, don't matter what you do. I only wanna do bad things to you. So good that you can't explain it. What can I say?
I can't explain it. I love the pain. And I love the way that your breath loves me like Novocaine. And we are always high. Keep it strange. Okay, yeah, I'm insane. But you're the same. Let me paint the picture. Couch by the kitchen. Ain't nothing but your heels on. Losing our religion. You're my pretty little fiction. And I'm that voice inside your head that keeps telling you to listen to all the bad things I say. And you said
I want you forever.
So I can take you wherever, like
I want you forever,
even when we're not together. Scars on my body, I can look at you and never get.
Am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like, don't think that I can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated. Don't matter what you say, don't matter what you do. I want you forever, even when we're not together.
Yeah. Scars on my body, so I can take you wherever. Like
I want you forever,
even when we're not together. Scars on my body,
yeah.
I can look at you and never.
Radio presents Harriet
Rose. Joining me in the studio right now is Cakes the Killer.
Someone started clipping their nails on the tube today.
Excuse me?
Like, this isn't right. But also I was like, maybe it's just a custom out here. I'm not used to. I don't know.
I mean, for fuck's sake, if that was a custom here, I would leave immediately.
And I was just like, yo, you are out here.
Did he have
reckless.
Did he have really long nails?
They weren't like long, like gross, like actually like you need to clip them now. It was just like, you could wait till you get home. It was a manageable nail.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
I never heard that song before, and I like it.
Yay!
So good. But I can't explain it. What can I say?
The singing is back.
I told you, Hannah, I can't sing, but it doesn't stop me.
Doesn't stop you. I love that.
I'm glad you liked it, Hannah.
It shouldn't stop you. Yeah. Okay,
it's a
Rosie,
sexual song.
Sorry for cutting you off, but
no,
what
fine.
Was your favourite lyric?
So I was going to give a hint to it. One of my favourite lyric is, I can't find it on the sheet, but it's something like, nail scratching my back tat.
That's so but unrelatable to you, Rosie. You haven't got any tattoos.
Yeah, but I may have nails.
Yeah, but I don't have any tattoos.
That reminds me of a series of photos that I'm saving on my phone. There's currently two
oh my
in
God.
This album.
Tell me all about this album.
So... basically.
Show me later.
Yeah. I will show you. I will show you.
Let the ladies speak.
But I'm a bit of a scratcher.
Yeah, I like that. You have to leave your mark, am I right?
Yeah, exactly. And when I leave my mark, I like to get photo evidence of my mark.
Because if other ladies are going to go there, you've left your mark. You've claimed your piece.
Right? Rosie used to bite me a lot. And now she doesn't.
It. No, I could bite you if you'd let me.
Now I'm sensitive to pain.
I like this. So it's about kind of just like being slightly more naughty.
Yeah, I feel like bad in
bed. Not bad in bed as in like shit in bed.
No, it's not about being shit in bed.
Let's read some lyrics, shall we? It starts with, am I out of my head? Am I out of my mind? If you only knew the bad things I like.
Wow. If he only knew, or she.
I only want to do bad things to you.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's exactly how I feel.
You can't explain it. What can I say? It's complicated.
It's not complicated, just do it.
Oh, see? This is why I love Hannah.
Just like, do it.
No, oh, here. Look, you've underlined it. I don't know if you did it. And we're both wild and the night's young and you're my drug. Breathe you into my face, numbs.
Breathe you into my face.
Oh, my God. Oh, here, right. Wait. Nail scratching my back tat. Eyes closed while you scream out and you keep me in with those hips while my teeth sink in those lips while your body's giving me life and you suffocate in my kiss.
I'm turned on. I'm turned on.
Does anyone want to go and crack one out right now?
Rosie. Yes.
How long's the next song?
I need 30 seconds.
Yeah, you do.
Amazing.
Oh, why do I share?
Anyway. It's a dirty, dirty song. And can I say, so she performed it live on Jimmy Fallon. With Machine Gun Kelly. Can you look at that?
Such a good
one. And the footage was released and now it's been taken away.
On YouTube.
Yeah, because I think they teased us with it. They're like, oh, have a look. No, don't watch it. Buy the album instead. Buy it.
When the video comes out on the 1st of December, I'm really excited about it.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes, I know.
Yes, but the Jimmy Fallon, oh my God. She looks incredible. She's in this amazing dress.
Surely we can find pictures of her.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find pictures. Can I also say on the 1st of December, that's when our Diva cover issue comes out as well.
Oh, that's promo.
What, I did cheeky promo.
What shoot comes out?
Our Diva photo shoot.
No, it's come out. The actual photos came out.
Yeah, they're amazing.
The physical, ladies. Thank you, babes.
Thanks. You know your own product,
I know you want a slice. The physical magazine comes out on the 1st.
Yeah,
so
we're going
to buy it in W.H. Smith, Sainsbury's, Tesco's, or Morrison's.
It'll be at the top shelf of W.H. Smith where you can't see it. So make sure you get it and put it in the middle.
What was it like taking those pictures?
It's great.
I was channeling Kristen Stewart. I was trying to feel what would Kristen Stewart do? Yeah.
Basically, I can't pose, and they're always like, "Oh, Rose, can you like, you know, sexy your face or do something warmer with your eyes?" I'm like, I don't know what that means, so just take the picture.
Yeah.
You know. So yeah, it's always a bit awkward for me because I'm like, Rosie has it down.
I think about bad things.
I like it.
All right, Rosie.
I do. I think about things that I'm not allowed to think about.
All right, there you go.
I'm just gonna think about that when looking at the pictures.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
So that's exactly the effect I was.
You're welcome. Is this the outfit?
Oh, no, that's a different one.
That's her and Shawn Mendes.
Oh, my God, that is Shawn Mendes.
Type in Camila Cabello Machine Gun Kelly, because that's his name.
Yeah, that's his birth name.
His birth name.
Oh, what, then? You did MGK.
Yes, it's that first picture on Google.
Yeah.
Isn't that a beautiful dress?
Yeah. She was like sat
this
there
one.
And
yeah.
She flicked it around and revealed her leg, you know.
All right, Rosie, all right.
Yeah, I don't know, she looked amazing.
Details.
Yeah, she does look amazing.
No, she performed it like, it was so sexual and they're taking it down. I hope they put it back up.
Yeah, they'll put it back up.
I think they want you to watch the video, which I will be watching. She's my new Ariana Grande. And
Hold on.
Mate.
First of all.
Oh my God, have you found it? That's someone filming it, but yeah.
Yeah, that's an illegal copy.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, this was her in it.
The illegal copy has 400,000 views.
Hannah's got an illegal copy here.
Rosie, stop jumping on my Camila Cabello train.
I like Camila Cabello before Rose liked Camila Cabello. Right.
I liked Camila Cabello before I knew her name was Camila Cabello.
Right, you did. You did say you liked her.
Because you guys were like, which one's your favourite?
You said Camila.
That one.
You said that one, yeah.
I can't believe you told everyone we asked you that question. That's like the question you don't ask. We're like, he's your favourite, Hannah.
Rose loves Fifth Harmony, but I liked them before Rose even liked them. And I like Camila was my favourite. And I
fight,
started wearing,
fight, fight.
If anyone really wants discovered
to,
them.
Yeah, if anyone's a big fan of our YouTube channel, if you look back at my YouTube channel, I started wearing bows in my hair because I liked it that much.
Yeah, and then I claimed it.
I watched them when they were on X Factor.
Move on.
Wow. Okay.
This song gets me hot, I'm not going
to
lie.
Are there any more lyrics on this that we want to point out?
Okay.
I'm just like,
let me see. I like this one. Nothing's that bad if it feels good.
Yeah.
Oh,
you come back.
Nothing can be bad. It feels good.
There's this line here. Scars on my body so I can take you wherever.
That's from the back scratcher.
That is so Tumblr. You know who would reblog that on Tumblr?
Yeah, Lauren Horaghi.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, cool, cool.
Amazing. Okay, guys, after this next song, we're going to be playing Shitter Twitter.
I'm so excited. I don't know what it entails, but I'm excited.
Well, it entails reading out tweet drafts.
Okay.
So, dear listeners, we would also like to read out your tweet drafts.
Oh, please send them in.
If you have any. So you can tweet them to us at FUBAR Radio. But if you don't want to publicly tweet your tweet drafts, then you can also email them to us at hannah@fubarradio.com.
Oh, yeah. So please do it. I really want
to. We will still read them out on the radio, but that way they're not on your timeline.
So you know,
so that would be great. And here is a song from our other favourite girl band.
This is a shout out to my ex. Heard he in love with some other chick. Yeah, that hurt me, I'll admit. Forget that, but I'm over it. I hope she getting better sex. Hope she ain't faking it like I did, babe. Took so long, you said call it quits. Forget that, but I'm over it. Guess I should say thank you for the hate juice and the tattoos. Oh, baby, I'm cool, by the way. And sure, I loved you anyway. Go ahead, baby, I'ma live my life. My life, yeah. Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey, look at me now. Well, I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down. Shout out to my ex, you're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am. Here's to my ex, hey, look at me now. Well, I'm on the way up, I swear you'll never bring me down. Oh, I deleted all your pics, then blocked your number from my phone. Yeah, you took all you could get, but you ain't getting this line no more. Cause now I'm living so legit. Even though you broke my heart in two, baby, but I snap right back, I'm so brand new, baby.
I'm so brand new.
Boy, read my lips, I'm over you. Over you.
Damn. I freaking love that song. Get so pumped. All right, guys.
Such a good song.
It's time for Shitter Twitter.
Yes.
Yay! Who wants to read their tweet drafts first.
Oh, are we doing
I'll
ours
go first.
First?
I'll go first.
Go on then.
And this is genuinely one of my drafts, okay? I'm going to do it in my shitter Twitter
voice. I'll get my draft up.
You have a shitter Twitter voice?
I see now.
Oh.
Right, okay.
Can't wait to hear it.
I know Hannah Witten's magic number.
You do!
So do I. I'm pretty sure it's similar to mine.
I think
it's
it is.
Actually very higher. Similar.
I no, higher. No, I don't think it is yet. Because I gave you like an estimate.
Yeah, I think we both gave an estimate that was kind of similar.
What was that?
Love it. Wow.
Do you want to know mine? My magic number.
I know your magic number.
What is it?
I know
it
as well.
And can I say it out loud?
Yeah. Yeah.
Four.
Yes!
And it's a two ratio.
Two penises, two vaginas.
It's such an... Hey, you'd think I'm bisexual, wouldn't you? But no, it doesn't work that way,
no,
is it?
No, it doesn't work that way.
Identity does not equal behaviour.
Exactly. And also, just because she had 2-2 ratio doesn't mean she liked one of the two.
How drunk are you right now? Because your eyes are watering.
Your words are slurring. How much of the bottle has she drunk? Should we take it away from her?
Oh my God. I have to get her home. Hey, Rosie, what's your magic number?
You're
not even on the radio. You're amongst friends.
I'm not saying it.
Amongst friends.
I'm not ashamed.
Because if Rosie says hers, then that's mine too.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, thereabout.
All right, Rosie, read your draft.
My latest draft was, is it inappropriate to put tinsel on your vagina?
Only at Easter, I reckon, because it's just like...
Yeah, just get in the festive spirit.
Exactly. Yeah, not at Christmas.
Exactly.
You could put mistletoe there.
Hey. Oh, my God. Hey. Oh, my God, Hannah.
I'm a genius.
You have all the ideas.
I am a genius.
It's a great idea.
Okay, so here's my tweet draft. I just have the one, because I do this every week and I don't have a lot of time to create tweet drafts. What's that about? Anyway... This one, I'm like, it's incomplete.
Okay.
I feel like it could be a really good tweet, but it needs some work.
All right, okay. I'll complete it for you.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
So it starts off, it says, modern romance.
Yes.
And then it goes into, like, a song. So I'm going to sing it to the tune that you're supposed to, like, read it to.
Okay.
So it goes, blah and blah, sitting in a tree, doing stuff consensually. First comes a one-night stand, then comes awkward texting, then comes, and then I ran out of characters.
Oh.
But like, where does it go? And
awkward texting. Oh, sleep with their friend. That's what I think would happen in this situation.
Modern romance.
There you go.
Then you
really end up with their friend anyway.
Sleep with their friend.
That's exactly how I would play
sleep
this game.
With their friend.
Can I just say, I've noticed this wine says dino on it.
Oh, it
I'm
does.
Really, really happy.
Oh, like the lesbian thing.
Well, what's the lesbian
What's
thing?
The lesbian dinosaur thing? What's that? Is that a move I don't know?
Is that like a thing that Stevie and them go to? It's like a big party. Is it called Dinah?
Dinah.
Dinah.
Dinah. Not Dinah.
I don't know these things. I'm just like, I'm an ally, okay? I try.
Yeah, that's
I
good
try.
Though. Well done. Good memory. Lady Gaga goes to Dinah Shore. That's a good thing.
We should have our own party called Dino.
Yeah, Dino. We'll do Dino. It's like
is
the
it just
version.
Like it's like LGBT plus dinosaurs?
Yes. Yeah, it sounds great.
Exactly.
I'm there.
Perfect.
Done. Love it. Okay, I've got some people's drafts on my phone.
Okay, yeah.
Should I like read out their names? Because I don't know if they want their
not?
Names.
Name and shame.
You're gonna out them. You're gonna tag and drag.
This girl's called Chloe, and her at is Rose Haregi. Rose Haregi is plural. Here's my drafts. Okay. Fuck you, Trump.
Classic.
Rose is daddy. Yes, she
You're
is.
Quite right.
Lauren is sexy as fuck, and I would 10 out of 10 would for 7p, and I'm so gay.
For 7p? Why wouldn't you do it for free? Come on.
I know. And then I've got another one from Sweet D. Roland, who's at Maddie_Roland.
Okay.
Wait, can I read these? I love these ones.
Yep.
Rose, can you see them? Do you want to read them out?
Yeah, this is them.
I can see it. Do you want me to do it?
Go for it.
Okay. If my headphone jack breaks in my phone, I'm going to swallow my phone whole.
Love it.
Okay.
Sure. I'm sensing frustration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too. The next one just says dingus.
I like that.
Great.
Then salty moonlight.
I like that.
Poetic.
Salty moonlight.
What does that mean
well,
exactly?
Well, salty is like...
Innuendo or innuendo?
I feel like it's an innuendo, but I feel like it's a bit of a subtweet.
It's shade. It's shade.
Shade.
What it is. The next one is I want Harry Styles to crush my skull.
Don't we all?
That doesn't even sound sexy.
Yeah, it does.
No, that's really weird. So I was speaking to a friend the other day who said that she knows exactly how she wants each member of Little Mix to kill her.
Okay.
And it was all very specific, and I couldn't tell you what now. And I was like, is this like a sex thing for you?
Has your friend been to jail?
Not that I know of.
I can't relate to that. But I also can't relate to this next draft. It says, I'm gay and upset, call the Coast Guard. You see, if I was gay and upset. No, I understand, but why are you at sea? That's like another, that's another
at
thing.
At the beach.
Why would you need a Coast Guard at the beach? You're on the sand.
That's where the Coast Guards are.
You don't know.
And then can I read out the final tweet?
Yeah,
this is a draft. I don't know why it made it to, didn't make it to the final cut, but it's great, which I love. I
like
love
that the most.
That's the best tweet. That would get that's hashtag relatable. That would get a lot of retweets.
I want to know what it was like. Haha, great too.
Ha, ha, great. I read as like ha, ha, great.
Yeah, that's like yeah.
Great. Sure. I really want to get this tweet. Like, good, my draft. I want to, like...
But it's run out of characters.
Yeah,
what's
that
thing some people use where they press a link and it's, like, a longer Twitter?
Is it tweet longer or something? Yeah. I've never used it.
Hey, what?
It's if you need more characters, a.k.a. for your song.
But I could just write it in a note and take a picture of the note.
Oh,
that makes more sense.
Do that.
That's what the cool
kids
do.
Okay, so why didn't you say, whatever, whatever, awkward texting, I slept with his friend, the end.
So it goes, blah and blah, sitting in a tree. Doing stuff consensually.
Yeah, I like that.
First comes a one-night stand, then comes awkward texting, then comes sleeping with his friend.
No, we need something that consensually. Rhymes with texting. We need something that rhymes with texting.
Okay,
like
sexting.
Okay, well, that is the obvious one, yeah.
Texting,
but
sexting.
How about, you know, perplexing.
Perplexing. Dinosaurus rexing.
There you go.
Oh.
See?
Flexing.
Flexing.
Oh, flex. Flex.
That's
a good song by Fifth Harmony.
Oh,
did you know that?
No, it didn't.
Wait, do you know?
Sorry.
You don't have to apologise.
I feel like I do.
Yeah, good. I'm glad.
And she makes people feel that way, Hannah.
But like, is there a way to? Because obviously, the actual tune is like.
Blah 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 blah. Sitting in the tree, doing stuff they shouldn't be.
First comes blah. So it's like just one syllable instead of first comes a one night stand.
First comes rose, because that's exactly how.
Should it just be first comes sex, then comes?
I like that.
First comes sex, then comes...
Where's the romance?
Well, that's the point, because it's modern romance.
Oh, well, there is none. I
so it's just
saying.
Like... Just
straight in dry.
Straight
got
in.
It.
Whip it in dry, yeah. I feel like that's modern
nothing
romance.
Worse than that, is there?
And then first comes sex, then comes regret.
Yeah, I like that.
Don't regret
like
anything,
that.
Hannah. You live and you learn. You don't regret.
Yeah, but I like that. I like that. How it works.
This is meant to be comedy.
First comes sex, then comes regret, then comes the person that you didn't bat.
I just got owned.
Aw, that's actually quite cute. Wait, hold on.
Regret.
Blah and blah, sitting in a tree, doing stuff consensually. First comes sex, then comes regret.
What rhymes with regret?
Then comes...
Modern stuff doesn't have to rhyme,
then
everyone.
Then comes the person that you'll never forget.
Yes! Oh! Yes!
Got there in the
well
end.
Well done.
Yeah.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
Still don't know if that'll make the character cut, but
we'll see. It'll be fine. It'll happen. Make it
work. Oh, we've got some more tweet drafts coming in.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder if everyone is just hotter than I am, or if I just have really low standards. Hashtag date me.
It's good to have low standards. Because it's bad to have really high standards. You know,
I have really high standards.
Do you?
Do you know what? Yeah. I do now. I didn't used to, but I do.
You're
now.
Married.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, Rose is now. But this is it. Now I look around at people. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't even
enough.
See anyone else.
Whereas I used to be like free for all. Who's in?
How did you lock her down?
Oh, it's called magic. I've got this way with heterosexual
witchcraft.
Women.
Witchcraft.
No, I don't know why.
Buy erasure. Buy erasure.
I paid
warning,
her a lot of money.
Warning. Buy erasure. Buy erasure.
What did I do, Rosie?
I don't know. You just.
I think I just got
bed.
You right in the good in bed.
You made me laugh.
I am really good in bed.
You know, it's true. I like you a lot.
Thanks a lot.
But do you know what? I'm just saying, if you annoy me too much, you know, I won't stick around. You've got to treat me right.
Excuse me. You're too drunk to even get yourself home.
So true.
I love
so true.
This whole marriage dynamic. It's giving me hope.
I suggest you get married. It's fun. It's
but
honestly
yeah, it's
fun.
Really fun.
It's great.
I love being married.
It totally works.
Best decision I ever made.
Thanks, Rosie.
I don't have anyone to marry.
Yeah, you do. There's plenty of people.
That makes it more awkward, doesn't it? Okay, let's move on.
All right. Next. Had a dream I took crush's name. Ooh, that got omitted.
Okay.
Had a dream I took Ben home for Christmas. Sadly, they don't even know I exist. Shameful indirect.
Or maybe it's a girl. Maybe it's Ben Jemima.
Benjamin.
I'm sure they know you exist. Hey, they might even feel the same way. How would you know? Huh?
Leanne.
Yeah, Leanne.
get together.
I feel for you, Leanne. I feel for you. But do you know what? Your time will come.
Make a move. Be daring. You live once.
One time, something really romantic happened. One time, I was lonely at Christmas. This is before you.
And then your dad turned up.
Oh! Why would that be romantic?
Because you're her dad now.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Quite romantic.
New dynamic.
No, he didn't. But one time, this boy I was into was like, meet me outside because he lived near me. And I went outside and it was snowing on Christmas night. And we had a little kiss and I was like, oh, I feel happy.
Was it Mike Singleton?
It was. How do you know?
Because he's the only one that you have all these stories about.
It's because he lives down the road. We used to.
That's great.
Jealous
she
of all of her
exes. She just named and shamed.
Yeah, I did. Full on, like, first name and surname.
It's fine. He's got a baby. I'm married. It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
Wow.
It's all
great. Here's some more tweet drafts.
Okay.
Who wants to read these ones?
Okay, I'll do it. I have two friends who voted for Trump. I might just never speak to them again. Well. There you go, then. Wow. Okay, that's how like you this. Feel.
Why are all of Fifth Harmony so hot? I can't.
That's in all caps as
well. Sorry, yeah. That's mine. Okay. let's see. Rose can have Lauren, but Camila is mine. Oh, okay. Whatever.
My Twitter drafts are subtly... Is this a draft or is this a real tweet? My Twitter drafts are subtly passive...
This is her telling us about her drafts.
Okay.
I get it.
Okay, yeah. They're passive-aggressive Trump jokes and fangirling, oh God.
I mean, what are Twitter drafts for if not that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's where Trump, just tweet it. That's where that stuff goes. That's where it goes.
He needs to feel the hate.
Okay, guys, don't forget that you can also tweet in at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com your questions for Drunk Advice later. Because we're going to be doing Drunk Advice live and we're going to be answering all of your problems that you have.
Oh, God. Yeah. Or creating more for you.
Well, yeah. Maybe more of that. But we've got another fun game to play right after this.
You know just what to say. Things that scare me, I should just walk away. But I can't move my feet. The more that I know you, the more I want to. Something inside needs change. I was so much younger yesterday. Oh. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need when you give me the whole damn zoo. By the way, you do things to my body. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. By the way, you do things to my body. My heart beat faster, emotional earthquake. Bring on disaster, you hit me head on, got me weak in my knees. Yeah, something inside needs change. I was so much younger yesterday. Yeah, so much younger yesterday. Starving till I tasted you.
days changed. I was so much younger yesterday.
All right, ladies. You ready for the next game?
Am I ready? Am I ready?
Also, I totally just tweeted our new version of that song.
Good, I'm glad you did.
So everyone go on my Twitter, Hannah Witten, and like and retweet and follow.
Cheeky plug, love it.
Doing it. So okay. All right. So this game, the fuck you saying, mate?
Okay.
Have you guys heard of the YouTube channel Pronunciation Manual?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sometimes I Google how to pronunciate things.
Pronunciate. Keep drinking, Rosie.
Is that wrong?
Just keep... Is that wrong?
Is that not a word?
Pronunciate. I don't think it is, babe.
I've been saying that since ever.
Anyway.
I'm
so basically, if you search into YouTube how to pronounce certain words or whatever, the biggest hit, like usually the first thing that comes up is a complete parody channel.
Okay.
They will tell you how to pronounce things in completely the wrong way.
Okay, perfect.
And it's hilarious.
I love it.
It's the funniest thing on the internet. Anywho, so what I've done is pulled some of the audio.
Okay.
And we're going to listen to them.
Okay.
And then you're going to have to guess
what the word is. Okay. Oh my God, this is great.
Okay, so just for like context, so you can, you know, get a vibe of how things sound. This is how to pronounce Pronunciation Manual.
Porno. Porn. Porn cat on man anal.
Yeah?
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I understand the game.
Rosie, how are you doing over there?
You okay, Rosie?
I'm perplexed.
Oh my God, how drunk are you now?
I think we should take the wine away.
Let me just have the last bit.
Okay.
Let it happen.
I'm not your wife.
Let it happen. No, I think it's hilarious. All right, I'm ready for the first one. Okay. I'm so excited.
Cool, ladies, let's do this. Okay, I have the answers here. This is very exciting. Oh. I'm usually on the receiving end of this, but because I've got two guests, I can be quiz master.
Okay. Are we using buzzers again?
Yes. So
are you
going to
use
buzzers?
A rrr or whatever?
I might just go for... What are you going to go for?
I think I might go cuckoo.
I like that.
Oh, that's more powerful than prrr, prrr.
No, okay. Prrr.
No,
like
stop trying to put me down. I know your game. I'm going to think of something else. I'm going to think, okay, mine's just going to be...
I love it. So, it. Rose? Rosie?
Cuckoo, cuckoo!
Love Weak. It. Okay, Weak. First one. You ready?
Crantandle Shandundi.
Oh my God.
Okay. By the way, you get three listens.
Okay, I need to hear again. It again.
Again already?
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Second listen.
Crantandle Shandundi.
Can I just say, I'm the kind of person that if someone has even the slightest accent, mm-hmm. I can't understand anything.
Hannah, I feel like I've done drugs. What is going on?
Crantandle Shandundi.
What?
Okay, so... It's a food.
It's one
thing.
Word, right? One word.
It's two words.
Oh, it's two words.
Can I hear it one last time?
Okay, I'll give you a hint before you listen to it so you can listen out for this.
Jeez.
Okay. But it starts with a C, yeah?
Yeah, I got that.
And the second word starts with an S.
Okay.
Crantandle Shandundi.
It's a food thing, and also think about what time of year it is.
Christmas.
Okay, it's not Christmas, but like the food.
I'm so confused. I thought I'd be rude. No, I never thought I was going to be good at this.
I don't know what it is.
Shandundi.
Ask questions. I can give you clues.
Okay. Is it a starter?
No.
Is it a wine?
No.
Ooh. Is it a dairy product?
No.
Okay.
Wait.
No.
No. I still don't know.
Okay. Is it? Has it got? Is it gluten free?
yes.
That narrows everything down.
Yeah,
I'm
trying to remember what fuck gluten is.
What are those like weeds? What are those puddings?
Yeah, no, it's gluten free.
It's not the pudding.
It's not pudding.
Christmas pudding.
It's not pudding, but it's sweet.
It begins with C.
Yeah.
Cheesecake. Nope.
No,
absolutely not.
CS.
CS, right.
Second word it begins with an S.
This is really difficult.
It's not a whole dish.
Oh,
it's
only
is
half
it like a
dish?
Nibble?
No.
So it goes, Christmas stuffing. I don't know.
No, but like.
Shantondon Trintruli.
In that vein. What do you have on your plate that's not like part of the main meal?
Like a side order.
Stuffing.
Like a side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vegetables.
Okay. Gravy. Okay, so it's like a side.
What did you say?
Gravy.
So what's a gravy?
It's a sauce.
Yes.
Sauce. It's cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce.
Yes. 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 Cranberry sauce. The official right answer.
Do you want to hear it? This yes. is cranberry sauce.
Crantandel Shandundi.
Obviously.
Shandundi. That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, all right.
You ready
this
for the
on
next
YouTube.
One?
Yeah.
I love it. I fucking
it's,
love
it's
it.
It's brilliant. Okay, next one.
Hop stash.
Hop stash.
Hot sauce.
No.
all right, is it a condiment?
No, it's not food.
Oh, okay.
Shocker.
Is it Christmas it's, related?
No.
Oh, so it's anything. Okay.
Okay.
Can I hear it again?
Can we hear it? Can we have a clue before we hear it again?
Sure. It's a type of person.
Go on.
Oh.
Hopstash.
Hopstash?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Think of what it sounds like.
Sounds like mustache.
Yes. Who has
hipster?
Yes.
Hipster. Hipster.
I like
yeah.
that.
Is that it? Hipster.
It's hipster.
How?
That's is how that you pronounce.
That's just lies.
That's how you pronounce hipster.
Hopstash.
That doesn't even make any sense.
You're lucky. Sometimes some of them don't even sound like they begin with the letter they begin with.
Oh my okay. God.
Which might be this next one. Who okay. knows? You ready?
Canolio Nanolio.
Oh, that one actually does sound like...
Is that a flower?
Sounds... No.
Okay.
But it does actually sound
canola
like...
Canola oil.
Canola.
No.
Canola.
This one's also kind of like a person.
Camila Cabello. It could be that. It actually could be.
It could be. It could easily be. But it isn't.
But it is.
It,
but
it okay, isn't. Go on. Press play again. Let's hear it.
Canolio Nanolio.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, but he does have a good one.
A know-it-all?
No, it's a person. Like a person, like their name, yeah?
No, it's not their name. It's no, their rank.
Oh, okay. Again, please.
Canolio Nanolio.
Commander
oh
in chief.
Oh, my God.
Close.
Commander.
It's one word.
Okay.
Commanding officer.
Lieutenant.
You know how we were talking about
Sergeant Major.
Condiments earlier?
Yes.
So name some condiments.
Okay, mayonnaise.
No.
Horseradish.
No.
Okay.
What is French mustard? Ooh, yeah.
French mustard.
No,
mustard.
Just yeah.
Dijon. English mustard. Dijon.
Mustard.
Dijon mustard.
No, so it's not a mustard thing, okay. But then a rank plus mustard.
Oh, easy.
Colonel
okay.
Mustard.
Colonel Mustard. How dare you? Colonel Mustard. That was mine.
It's not Colonel Mustard, it's just Colonel.
Canolio Nanolio.
That makes sense. I can really hear it now.
You can really hear it.
I can't hear it.
I'm going to give that to Rosie because you said Colonel.
Oh, this is not fair. Hufflepuff pride.
You're ahead.
Oh,
right now.
How many she had? One?
No, one ahead.
A lot more than one.
Right, next one, ladies.
Joe Mama Crow Mama.
Your mama?
So we've actually we've not mentioned this person in the show. We've mentioned his namesake.
Jimmy Fallon.
His namesake.
What?
So someone with the same name as him.
Joe Mama Crow Mama.
Okay, I don't even understand this one. Okay, Joe Mama, Yo Mama.
Yeah, but you said Jimmy Fallon, and I said not him, his namesake. So someone with the same name.
Jimmy.
What's the other Jimmy?
Yeah, basically, yeah,
the other one.
Just the other Jimmy.
The other one that's funny, but not as funny.
The one who used to play snooker with ginger hair.
What are you talking about? No, the other Jimmy.
The other Jimmy.
You know, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah!
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
How is Jimmy Your Mama Crow Mama?
Joe Mama Crow Mama.
Jimmy
that
Kimmel.
Does, I don't even understand how they got to that point.
Yeah.
No, okay, I'm going to try and pronounce your name, Rosie. Rosie Sporton, the way I think it should be.
Okay.
Okay. Rosie Spohackinson.
That was actually like really close.
Yeah,
if it was done, if it was done by these people, it would be way off.
Yeah, it would be way off. You're right. You're right. Mine's too similar.
Are you ready for the final one?
Okay, I'm gonna get this.
I believe in you, Rosie.
Thanks.
Mousy Evil.
Mousy Evil.
I like that. Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Mousy. Is it a person?
No.
Is it an inanimate object?
No.
Is it food?
No.
What? Give me a hint. What is it? Is it a person?
It's an
food?
Adjective.
Oh, what?
A descriptive
That's
name?
Any descriptive,
a descriptive word.
It's a descriptive word, but mousy evil almost describes what the word
let's
is.
Let's hear it again.
Mousy evil.
What? Is it not just mousy evil? No. Is this a trick?
No. It's one word.
Mousy evil. Okay.
It does begin with an M.
It's not motherfucker, is it?
No, Rosie,
How
it's not.
Could that be? Give me another clue.
It's an adjective.
So when I'm giggling like this, I'm being this word.
Go on. Oh, cheeky, sexy, all of the above. No? Okay.
When I'm like, when maybe playing some pranks.
Mischievous!
Yeah!
Damn it,
yes!
Rose!
I couldn't even say it right. right. You did buzz in. You did buzz
mischievous.
In.
Mysterious. I think Rose wins that game.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes. In your face, you loser.
Mischievous.
Mousy evil.
Mousy evil.
That makes sense.
Makes loads of sense. I love it. All right, guys. Guess what?
What?
It's time for drunk advice.
Yes!
What I've been waiting for.
I am perfectly drunk for this.
I know. So after this song, we are going to be playing drunk advice live. So head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page because there are cameras in the studio and you can actually see our faces.
Shit.
And Rosie's Christmas jumper.
Hey!
It's very exciting, isn't it? And guess what?
What?
I'm going to play some Fifth Harmony.
Yes!
That's my girl. Yeah, who's been working so damn hard? You got that head on overload. Got yourself this flawless body aching out from head to toe.
To point out the fact that Rose and Rosie have been to the toilet like 3 times whilst we've recorded.
Yeah. A weak bladder.
Yeah. And I'm just like here powering through on my beer.
Do you know what's funny? I haven't even finished one beer.
No.
But because I'm so excited and it's beer and I hardly ever drink, honestly, and I'm such a lightweight, it just goes straight through me.
Straight through me. But do you know that when you go to the toilet, it actually makes you more drunker?
Because it's more drunker.
Because it's just forcing all the water out your body.
That's science, that is.
Yeah, science by Rosie.
So every time
born.
You go to the loo, you're losing water and just gaining alcohol.
Well done, Rosie.
Sounds great. Speaking of which,
I just knocked the microphone.
Welcome, everyone.
everyone, to Drunk Advice Live.
Yeah. There should be a jingle. Shall I make one
we
up right now?
We used to have our own jingle. It wasn't Drunk Advice, but it was Advice.
Okay.
We used to...
Drunk Advice of the Week. Sometimes it's... What was it?
Advice of the Week, it's shit. Sometimes it's not.
It's shit. There you are, Hannah.
Oh, I loved it.
Thanks, Hannah.
That was great. If you guys head over to FUPAR Radio's Facebook page...
Well, the Facebook... I'm looking at the camera right now, blowing kisses.
Facebook Live. Facebook Live. Can you see my sweat patches? Ooh. I hope not.
You made my
sorry. Did I break your seat? Oh, it's got to that point where I'm breaking things in the studio, guys.
Anywho, there are three rules to drunk advice.
Okay. Yeah.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk.
All drunk.
All of that.
Well, Rosie's drunk.
I like how we all just took a sip of drink. Like, right, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Rule number two, have a friend with you all. Friends.
Yeah.
Friends and life partners and wives.
We don't say life partners here.
No.
It depends. Are you talking about you and me, Hannah?
Yes.
Fine.
That's fine.
Fine.
That's acceptable.
Correct terminology.
And rule number three, don't take our advice.
Don't take our advice.
Don't do it.
Disregard it straight away.
Don't. Especially Rosie's.
Rosie's is quite good, actually.
Mine's quite good.
I'd be surprised.
Really? Even after all that wine?
I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Let's find out. Oh boy. Okay. Here's some questions. Can you see any that you
hold on, let me look.
Oh my god. Okay, I want to go straight in at the last one.
Go on, go.
The last one,
right,
down the bottom.
Yes.
This one.
Okay. Do I say the person's name or do I
No.
Okay. My girlfriend wants to try having rougher sex.
Ooh.
I'm not scared. Just very apprehensive. Oh. Sounds like you're scared. have you got any advice on how I should feel confident enough to go ahead and try something new?
Okay, how rough are we talking? Are we talking chains? Listen, are we talking nipple clamps?
Are we talking scratches?
Yeah.
Babes, you need a safe word. You need a safe word. And if you have a safe word, then you can do whatever.
We had a safe word once.
What was it?
Was it strawberry cheesecake?
Strawberry cheesecake.
That's a bit too long.
It's really long, which was the problem.
I don't know, you can say it, Rush.
The best or most simple system that I've heard people use is red, yellow, green.
Okay.
So green is like, I'm into this, keep going, yes. Yellow is like, slow down a bit,
we'll cool off.
And red is like, stop.
No.
Absolutely not.
Interesting.
That's an interesting.
Like
that's a good way.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Universal.
That's a great way.
That's a good one. Get a safe word, because seriously, because you never know, you might be apprehensive, right? But if you were calm enough to be able to chill, you may enjoy things, but if you're feeling anxious, you may not enjoy it. You know, you may dry up and be like, oh.
Dry up. That's horrendous.
Yeah, but it's just, let's be honest, that's a technical term.
That is,
I love it.
Yeah,
you can dry up.
You can dry
up. So I would say have a safe word.
I would also say, go ahead. Yeah, I would also say that, like, I find it easier with a lack of inhibitions to have, like, rougher sex when drunk.
Yeah,
but,
same.
But you don't, ideally, if this is with your girlfriend and it's something that you're discussing and you want to, like, actually, like, explore together, then I would recommend not doing it drunk.
I'm terrible at drunken sex. I don't understand anything.
Oh, I love drunken sex.
Yeah,
just
fumble. I'm such a fumbler. Do you remember that one time we were watching Bridesmaids? And I was like,
basically,
am I doing it, mate?
Basically. We got really drunk one time when we were first dating because I bought a cocktail fountain. And
oh
I was like, Rose,
God.
Come around. I bought a cocktail fountain and I put basically no mixes in, just like the pure alcohol.
I was absolutely fucked.
And we were drinking like cups of it, dipping it in the fountain. We drank all. Remember, fountains for many people. There was just two of us. We watched Bridesmaids. Can I be graphic in the story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rose went down on me and then Rose was like, I'm so drunk. Is my tongue even on the right place?
Can I say one thing?
I was like, yeah, it was great.
Hi, ma'am.
It was great. It was absolutely great.
Biggest fan of FUBAR Radio in my life.
I love it.
It's really good. All right, next one.
That's brilliant. I've got another thing about the rough sex thing,
go on,
though.
Okay. Go on.
Is that sometimes you can help ease into it in terms of like what you're going to do and like feel more comfortable and confident about kind of letting loose a bit more and being a bit more rough and tumble by like dirty talking beforehand.
Yeah.
Like,
I love dirty talk.
But like some light games before, like light spanking or something.
Or like Twister.
Yeah. Twister's great.
Cluedo.
Cluedo.
Yeah.
It's really
get
good.
Get a Cluedo.
Really good. Scrabble.
If you want to get real dirty, then good. Yeah.
But the, like with talking dirty, sometimes if you do it without touching.
Yes,
as
I agree.
So you're like, I want to do this to you. I want you to do this to me. This is what I want. And like, you can't touch each other. Then by the time you go to touch each other, it's going to be rough.
Right.
It's going to be
so
rough.
It's going to be so rough. Yeah. And then in terms of games, one of my fave games is like, so you're both fully clothed.
Yeah.
The game is you have to get the other person's clothes off first.
Right.
Without them taking yours off. So it ends up being a big fight.
I like that.
And you're just like, stopping them from taking your clothes off or trying to take their clothes off, and
like
it's just fun and it's playful, and then what happens is you both end up naked.
Right.
Love
so everyone's a winner.
There you go, everyone's a winner, unless it's cold.
Yeah. Unless it's cold.
I think you should try it, because if you've tried it and it was horrible, then fine, you can be like, look, we did that, didn't work, did it?
Try
it. But if you haven't tried it, you know,
it's like that time we tried. Yeah.
Anyway.
It might be filthy. You don't know.
I love this. I'm just like, yes.
All right, next one.
Rose and Rosie's sex life exclusive. Okay, here we go. I'm really into this person, but I really can't tell if they're into me back. I really don't know what to do. Help me, you drunken sods.
Okay.
I'm in the same position. I've no idea.
It's tough, man. It's tough. I think you've just got to be. It's going to come to that point where you've got to think, right, how long can I realistically go on like this without knowing? You should have an honest convo, accidentally on purpose send a text message to them. Like, oh my God, I texted them on purpose.
That was really good advice until then.
Wait, Hannah, you're in the same position.
Yeah.
Well, me.
No, I'm fairly sure they like me, but they're just like.
I personally would go for it. I would always go for it because rejection. Isn't nice, but ultimately thinking you missed a trick and missed a chance and regretting not acting on it is worse. I promise you it's worse.
Think about all of your favourite TV shows where there's the pair of people who is like, will they, won't they, keep missing each other, and literally the only reason why they never get together, and you're screaming at the TV because you're screaming at the TV, fucking tell them.
Exactly.
Like, you don't want that to be your life. Just imagine someone screaming at you from the other side of the TV into your life.
Just do it, because even if the worst comes to the worst and they don't like you back, you can get over it.
Yeah, you can get over it. And okay, it might be really embarrassing for a while.
No, you'll get over it. Embarrassing is much.
But you can be kind of casual about it. I kind of like, hey, I like you.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
What's embarrassing about liking someone, even if they don't like you back? Oh, sorry, I find you sexually attractive. Yeah. Is that not a compliment
for
us both?
That's a nice thing to hear. Like,
sorry, I'm into that.
Yeah, exactly. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Do it. We believe in you.
Yeah. I would put the vibes out there.
And the opposite end of a relationship, someone has asked us, how do I break up with someone I still love and care about because I need to work on me? Oh, I think you just say that, mate.
Say it, right? But have it delivered in a really unique way, like via pigeon or like house elf, and just, you know, just be a bit unique about it. And hopefully that will actually take the shock out of
Is that really why you want to break up with someone, because you need to work on me? Because can't you work on me in a relationship?
No, you can't, so Rosie. You can't.
I know. I feel like that's maybe...
You can. Maybe. Some people can. Some people can't.
I feel like there's other
depends on what you're working
to break
on.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, but take for what this person has said at face value, Rosie. Stop trying to look for things that aren't there. Yeah,
if you want to, either work on yourself with that person. You can always. There's never not an opportunity to make yourself a better person.
Have you ever? Wait. Have you ever broken up with someone you still loved?
No.
Well, neither have I actually.
Well, yeah, because someone changed, and I love the old them. You know.
Okay, who's that then?
No, obviously not you.
I don't know. I think that's tough. I can't imagine breaking up with someone I still love.
Because if I have like a personal issue, I'll work on it myself.
Maybe you have to have a conversation with this person that you love and tell them where you're at with you and be like, this is where I'm at with me.
Can you spend more time apart?
Like, and like, this is what I need to work on, and I'm not sure how to do that with you. Yeah. And then... And
what
then maybe they,
discuss.
Because, you know, you love this person, you care about them, which means I'm assuming you respect their opinion.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe go to them for advice on this.
I feel like if you need to work on you and you want to break up with someone, are they not doing you very good? And is that why you need to leave them to work on you? Do you know what I mean?
Is it secretly about them and not you? Is what you're
Do you need a therapist?
Yeah.
Everyone needs a therapist.
Therapists are great.
They're great. They're so good.
I agree.
I've never had one, but I'm curious.
Our therapists are great.
Yeah, they're good. Agreement. I'd recommend everyone has a therapist.
Everyone needs a therapist. Everybody has all these like feelings and inner monologues. And
really? I just put it on my friends. I use all my friends as my therapist.
Well, there you go. That's kind of therapy. They're talking.
Rosie writes it down in her diary, which of course is very secretive and no one can penetrate that. So.
Penetrate.
I like that word.
Great word.
All right, next one.
Great word. Okay, hold on. There's some more here.
Okay. Oh, I'm falling for my best friend. What should I do? Now, that is awkward.
Okay, question though.
Is your best friend straight?
Are you falling for them or have you fell for them?
I think someone's fallen.
Or are you infatuated? Because there's something about people that are off limits, isn't there?
Oh, I love that.
Friends aren't off limits.
Well, they are.
Well, I don't know. Hannah. It depends if they're a girlfriend who's like straight.
I think
Also, here's an example. I met my last boyfriend, right? Was like, yeah, I really like you. We got together. Right after we made it official, he introduced me to his best friend. And I was like, oh.
Shit, wrong one.
I got the wrong one. Literally, I was like, I got the wrong one.
Really? Is this where the inspiration to my song came in? Because you then slept with his best friend.
No, of course not. You definitely didn't, did you? You're looking at me all weird.
Of course. But I would have had I had the chance. I definitely got with the wrong one.
I think it's something.
How long did that last?
Nearly 2 years. Talk about it some more. Yeah, it wasn't good. His best friend's hot. He's not now, though, it's fine.
Okay, all right, he's not now.
He's lost it, you know.
But you're right, there is something sexy about someone that you can't
someone
have.
Someone off limits. I literally saw him and was like,
You've got to think, anonymous person. If your best friend wasn't your best friend and it was just someone you met, would you still really like them?
I think this is a classic case of best friend syndrome. You idolise the best friend. You know, they're best friend because you like them, you get along with them.
Maybe you should get some other friends.
Right, yeah. but also, can I just say as well, I got with a best friend. Well, it's not regret. Well, it is. And it's like, do you know what? You weren't that great, but I thought you were great because you're my best friend at the time. So we got along, we laughed, I thought you were great, I thought you were amazing. Now, I'm not your best friend. Don't like it. Not into it. Don't know why I went there.
I got with my best friend's twin brother. And I mean twin brother.
Yeah, you did.
All right, Rosie.
I remember you telling me this.
Did I tell you that?
You did.
Oh, it was the wrong choice.
Twins are fun.
What do you mean twins are fun? Have you had two at the same time?
No.
Oh my god.
I've been with a twin and like was loved his brother because they
did
were
you
twins.
Mix them up and did the other one very wrong?
I did mix them up one time.
I bet the other one was like, yeah, you're right, it is me.
He was.
Oh my god. You are literally such
they
a cliche.
They had different hairstyles and they had a birthday party and it was a swimming pool party. And when that one had his hair spiked up, but when they went swimming, obviously it got flat and I was going with the wrong guy and he didn't stop me.
There you go.
Wow. That's sitcom
it's
material.
It's not cheating when they're identical.
I thought it was you.
Oh my god.
Okay, we're gonna answer some more drunk advice questions, so keep sending them in right after this.
After the after party, we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna rip it up. The neighbors might complain. I think it's almost 4 a.m. but baby, I'm still feeling just fine. Ice all up in a plastic cup and I'ma keep on sipping all night, yeah. I might have kissed 1,000 lips but maybe that's just all in my mind. Some people never understand the way we live but we're living life. Monday to Sunday it's never too late, so everyone say we don't wanna stop. Cause after the after party we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna rip it up. The neighbors might complain. Cause after the after party, we're gonna stay till morning. Then when the time is up, we do it all again. Yeah. We're all in love. We're all in love. I'm hanging on my best friend's couch and my clothes. Studio 54, yeah. Come number one, you love it, but I need it, baby. Clap, bring on the encore. Let's pour another drink, the glasses go. Yeah, we're always up for one more. Monday to Sunday, it's never too late. So everyone say, we don't wanna stop. Cause after the after party, we're gonna keep it going. We're gonna
just ended, but I'm not done with you. But my folks out of town, we got a crib with the view. Y'all come over, bring a couple friends, I keep mine with me. Shouts out to Whitney, she was so wicked. The party was so crazy, oh. The party was so crazy, oh. Tomorrow I'll be lazy, but I'll spend it with you, baby, oh.
Monday to Sunday, doing it all with baby on replay, just to do it day. Drop. Then we do it like ice cream for dinner, bucket of liquor. We're getting sicker, don't need a
Exactly.
I love that song.
I've never heard that before. Right. I like
Charlie
it.
Charlie XCX. Charlie's sexy sex, am I right? She's so darn sexy. I love her. She's exactly my type.
Good work. Good. So, brunette.
Yeah, I like a brunette.
See?
Sexy brunette.
There we go. All right, ladies, we've got some time for a bit more drunky advicey.
I'm excited.
Okay.
I think this one's for you, ladies.
Which one?
Okay. This one.
My sister's friends always ask my sister how lesbians have sex. What do I say? Right. She's 13.
Everyone has sex. There's no such thing as lesbian sex. There's just sex. Hence it being called sex. Because no one says, oh, I'm going to go have some straight sex.
That's true. No one says,
I'm going to have some heterosexual, heteronormative straight sex.
Going to have some hetero sex.
No. Steamy no such hetero thing. Sex. You do it the same. So same thing. In and out. Thing. You know, shake it all about.
Do the hokey cokey.
And you turn around. And that's what it's all about.
You do turn around.
I know. I fucking love it. I definitely do. But it's the same thing.
It's the same. It's
you can say there's no such thing as lesbian sex.
Sex is sex. It's just...
It's because of on
it's
porn.
It's genitals, fingers, mouths.
Yeah,
veins,
same.
In all same. The different orifices and combinations that you can think
exactly.
of.
Exactly.
There's nothing you can do with a man that you can't do with a woman.
No, there you go.
Nothing.
There you go.
Nothing.
Penetration, done.
Yeah. It's all true.
Oral, yeah.
Done.
There you go.
You know?
Tick, 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 tick,
yeah,
tick.
Yeah, tick all the boxes. Yeah, it's fine.
Do you guys use a strap-on?
Sometimes.
Hi, Mum.
Who wears it?
Both of us.
I like it.
But the thing is, you have to...
Okay, this one time, I'm going to tell a story.
Oh, my God,
you're going to tell a story. If I'm going to tell it, I'm going to own it.
You're in the wrong here, so tell it.
Basically, I was wearing a strap-on and I was, like, giving Rosie literally the best moves. Like, the best good moves.
I was enjoying myself. And I was just the point before.
I was like, I knew she was about to come. And I was like, right, okay, this is going really well. And then I caught a reflection of myself, right?
At the time, I had a mirrored wardrobe.
Right, and I literally looked back and I was like... Fuck me, my back looks great.
And it's
I'm so glad that was where it was going.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
whenever I catch myself in the mirror, I'm like, fuck yes.
Exactly, like, who doesn't? So she caught herself in the mirror, turned around, and just as I reached, like, the breaking point, she fell out. She slipped out. Because there's the thing with strap on, you can't feel it.
Yeah.
Because it's not a part of you.
So
you know,
even
it's
though.
It's an object.
Right.
So you can't feel that it's left.
So I literally, I slipped out at the most opportune
time. I was like, no!
And it literally just went so downhill, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. It was like a 35 minute build up to it. The shit.
Yeah, it was a
orgasm.
Long build. Like, it took a long.
Oh, did you lose the orgasm?
Because, yeah,
that's the worst.
Yeah. Because she was like massaging me first. Like, it was like full warm up. Like, oh my God, like, we had a massage. Like, it was amazing. I swear we lit candles.
Oh my God.
Like, it was just the time.
You played Snoop Dogg.
And it ended so badly. And I was like, do you know what? I'll never forgive you, and I never have.
Do you know what, though?
She
it was a bad
a great
story
night.
For you, but my back looks so good. So I
believe you.
Thanks, Hannah. Yeah.
No, I believe
thanks.
You.
So, yeah. There you go.
There we go. Mirrors are good things, though.
That
generally.
Was definite insight into your private life, and I love it.
Oh, whatever.
How to make the first move. What can I do? I know it has to be me.
Fucking make it.
I touch people a lot. Not in a non-consensual, scary way.
We had this conversation in the Drunk Advice video. It's like touching
tactile.
And eye contact.
Right. Mm. You've got to look. Right, I'm doing it to the Facebook Live right now. You gotta like look.
I was literally about to stare down Facebook Live and burp.
Yeah. Oh,
well, you're so close. Free. I'm good.
You gotta look at them and you gotta touch them a lot.
Oh my God, Rosie.
And then they'll know, you know. And that's kind of like the first move. I'll make a proper move. You
see,
know, you're not saying, will you go out with me?
I'm not. Excuse me. I'm not confident enough to touch, but I do.
I love to touch.
I do give them the stare across the bar.
On my and Rose's first date, we went to see Paranormal Activity, and I used it as the biggest excuse to touch it all over.
Because you're like,
I'm so
oh my
scared.
God,
Such bullshit. Yeah. I felt
closer,
for it.
Touch my breasts.
Yeah, I did.
I'm scared.
it helps with the anxiety.
Yeah, my boobs are scared.
But yeah, I think eye contact, smiling a lot. Yeah. When you're talking, smiling all the time. Touch them. I mean, that way you're not making an actual like massive move, but you're giving them very strong hints.
Yeah,
I can't believe we told the strap-on story.
You could also just full on make the first move. So recently, like, here's the thing. My memory goes a bit blank because I'm not entirely sure what was happening right before I kissed this person. Because in my memory, what just happened was we were talking and then I just kissed them.
I do that.
But it was reciprocated. So I was just like, whoo! Don't know what was leading up to that.
The first kiss is really difficult when you think about it.
God, because you're like trying to judge so many different things and you're trying to read every
bit.
Have you ever been turned down for a first kiss, anyone?
I've never.
Me neither.
I can't think of ever.
Oh, we're relatable, aren't we?
And the thing is, though, I think I maybe have because I've kissed so many people. But like, no, I think I've definitely... Oh, I've definitely been turned down, like, on, like, not the first kiss, but, like, with someone who I've, like, kissed before, and then I'm like, oh, there are vibes, and I'm going to kiss them again, like, maybe months or weeks after we've, like, shared some moments. And they're like, Hannah, maybe this is a bad idea. I'm like, you're right.
You're like, you're right.
Well, I mean, at least you agreed.
Yeah. Reluctantly.
Some things are a bad idea, and you don't want to be told, but later with hindsight, you're like, yeah, that's a bad idea. Yeah.
I had a situation recently where... also same person, said friend, was then like, I was like, I'm going to get an Uber home. And he was like, oh, shall I come with you? And I was like, if you want. And he was like, we're not going to do anything, right? We can just like cuddle. And I was like, yeah, sure. Because he's like, he's my friend who I also find attractive.
I think I know who this is. I won't say a name. Do we speak about this person when we were doing drunk advice?
I don't know. Maybe.
Rosie, just
careful. There's a video. No, stop it. Just stop it. We can talk after the show.
After the after but party.
So I'm like, yeah, sure, nothing can happen. Like, just come back. It'll be nice to, like, properly hang out with you. Then we're in the Uber on the way back to mine, and we're just chatting, and then he just goes, Hannah, this is a bad idea. And
it was his idea.
And then, I know, he was the one that suggested it. He just goes, Hannah, this is a bad idea, and then tells the Uber driver to stop and pulls over, and he just, like, kisses me on the cheek and gets out of the car and apologizes.
That's no.
It was
that's
so funny.
That's annoying.
How did he that's get his home? Problem, he wasn't even on his way
he
home.
He was like, oh, we'll just cuddle. Oh, that's a bad idea. Oh, sorry. Never knew cuddling could be
it
a bad
so
idea.
Funny.
Get the fuck out.
I was just like, annoying. I've got to put this in a TV show.
Is this person still your friend?
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
They're still my friend. I saw him recently and I was just like laughing
you're,
at the situation.
I would say you're a fucking idiot.
And he was just like, oh, sorry. And I was like, dude, it's fine. We're friends.
We're just going to cuddle.
Wow.
Presumptuous much?
Okay, ladies, thank you so much.
Oh, please. It was
joining
our pleasure.
Me for the last couple hours on FUBAR Radio.
It went so quickly.
It
thanks
really
for
does.
Having us, Hannah. Time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly. In Christmas jumpers. Thanks, I was about to burp, but I couldn't speak.
Let it out!
Do it!
Should we burp our way out of this?
Oh, my God. I thanks, everyone, burp. For listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye!
Thanks! Bye. Now you're taking over.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.